In case you hadn't noticed our excitement here at The World, it's opening day at the World Cup in Brazil. And mindful that some of you may be tape delaying, no score here for today's Brazil-Croatia match. We'll embargo that till tomorrow. Imagine this, though. You're dreaming of going to see some matches in Brazil, and then your dream comes true, thanks to Mom. The World's Bradley Campbell has the story of one teenager who lives in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Cassio Daros was in the middle of watching a soccer game at home when his mom sprung a whole lot of awesome on him.
And she's like, yeah, like we finally got the tickets. Like she said it so nonchalant, like as if it was like some school musical.
But this was no high school production of Cats. This was the World Cup.
For me, I'm like flipping out. I'm like grabbing my jerseys. I'm like, all right, there's this one. Like which, like what day am I going to go? I'm like telling all my friends, like I got the tickets. Like I'm going to be there. Like check the TV. I was just like crazy. I didn't even know what to say.
Cassio's got good reason for flipping out. He's from Brazil. He spent his first 5 years there. Now, then his family moved up to the States, and he's lived in Massachusetts ever since. But the 17-year-old has always missed Brazil and playing soccer in Brazil. It's been that link to home for him, and the link for his dad, a muscular man with an easy laugh. Adelson Daros is excited about the trip, too. And he says, you gotta understand, Brazilians are crazy mad for soccer.
They're fanatics. They're soccer fanatics. Some people don't buy their food, but they buy the ticket. You know, it's like Brazilians are crazy about soccer. Crazy.
The family has the whole trip planned out. They're originally from the area around Belo Horizonte, and it's one of the World Cup venues. All they can think about right now is what it's going to feel like when they land.
Once you walk out of the plane, you can smell like dirt. And I can't explain it to you, but it's a completely different environment.
You don't get any of that hesitation from these guys. You don't get the questioning. Is Brazil ready? Will it be safe? Do Brazilians even care about football anymore? They're like, of course they do. Brazil equals soccer. Soccer equals celebration. Celebration equals parties. And parties equal family and friends grilling outside.
It's kind of nostalgia. There's some days that like I'm walking down the street here and like I smell barbecue or like something just hits me, like some warmth, and like it just makes me think of it. Just like kind of gives you memories. It's weird.
The big day, of course, is when they head to Mineirão Stadium to watch the game. They've been there before, and they say the place is insane.
Inside, it's amazing because there's no openings.
It's loud. You can't even hear yourself think.
You see like 100,000 people in there, you go crazy. You won't believe your eyes, you know?
Mineirão got a full makeover for its World Cup close-up. Just 58,000 seats now. But the atmosphere, that didn't change. It's going to be pumping. Even better, chances are good that one of the teams on the pitch will be Brazil. So if this stadium's normally crazy, this game is going to be like crazy squared.
We're going to be sitting right next to the field. So I can't wait to see these tickets, you know? It'll be fun.
Like the way I envision it, it's just going to be like everywhere you look, it's just going to be yellow, like around the entire stadium.
And you know, for Cassio, he'll be watching his heroes play their heart out. Because he says the fans won't let them slack.
I don't think there's any way in this world that they will lose a game with that many people supporting them.
Cassio's support is clearly from the heart. And some of that unabashed love may come from being so far away. For him, that national team is a key connection to Brazil. And those 11 guys on the field, they're more than just soccer players. They're superstars.
It's just like all your idols in like one place. It's like, if you don't watch sports, if you're like a music fan, it's like Michael Jackson, like the Beatles, and like Prince performing together. How are you going to miss that? You know what I mean? Like, how are you not going to get a ticket?
And you know what? Kid's got a point. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.
Suddenly, I want tickets too. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow. Mas quem nada sai da minha frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é sambar.